and now joined by a very happy head coach, Kent Teeter. And first of all, Kent, what a ball game.
Oh, phenomenal. You know, I thought last week's game was really awesome. I mean, we ended up, you know, scoring and winning pretty big, and I thought it was a really good game. And I thought the Pratt game was a really good game, other than the fact that we were on the downside of it. How can you beat a game like that? Oh, my gosh. What an unbelievable game. What an unbelievable job by both teams. You know, we both made mistakes. We both had some turnovers. But, you know, both teams responded at the times, and we just were able to respond a little bit more. But what a phenomenal game. I told the guys afterwards, I said, thank you. I'll never forget this game. You know, unbelievable. And so, and neither will they. And so it was awesome.
Terrific game. That first minute and 7 seconds of the fourth quarter was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They score on a big pass.
Yep.
Dylan Williams makes it 94 yards on one play.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it wasn't 95.
Yeah.
Because Dylan looked like it was about all he had left.
He might have fell down at the 1 yard line.
And then they turn around and hit you with another big pass play. But just to me, you've got two very good football teams, and neither one was going to give up.
No, and that's exactly right. And that's one thing we talked about all week is you're going to see a team that, you know, we played in week two. They're a totally different team. We're going to be at their house. They won 7 straight. They gained confidence from the time we played them. It's going to be a completely different game. And I said, we're a different team, too. We're better than what we were week two. So and sometimes people forget about that. But both teams really responded, and they did some great things. We did some great things, and it's what playoff football is all about. This is one that, man, if you paid $5 to watch, you definitely got your money's worth. There's no doubt.
You did. If you missed this one, you missed a great football game tonight.
No doubt.
Talk about the fast start, fourth play of the game, 69-yard pass to Brandon Stegman, and then after a 3-and-out, you turn around and score again quickly.
Yeah. You know, we just saw something on our trip set, you know, where they would have a hard time. We crossed one guy across the safety and had another guy go behind him. So we had it's the same thing they did to us later on for their second touchdown.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And so we each had a one high safety on those plays, and they got us with seams up the gut. And we got it early. They got it late. But what a great read by Trey Gilbert, and what a great route by Brandon Stegman. And, you know, he was nursing a calf, and he didn't play some in the fourth quarter because he was nursing a calf injury. So to get that play out of him was huge. And then our seniors definitely led us tonight. What a phenomenal game that our seniors will never forget. And
well,
Dylan Williams was big tonight, along with our other seniors. But we told him he had to carry the rock for us tonight, and he did.
Yeah, I want to talk about Dylan in a moment, but I also want to talk about Connor Van Cleve, because there's one part of his game we don't spend a lot of time talking about, and that's punting.
Yep.
And he had two huge punts tonight.
Huge punts.
The one, the 56-yard punt that pinned them and set you guys up for that last touchdown right before half. That, to me, was key.
Without doubt. I thought there were several key things. That one, where we got the score right before the half, and then the defensive stand was huge, and field position several times. The other one off of another punt, and so field position was big. We talked about field position all week long as well, too. And so to have a punter like that, unbelievable.
Let's talk about that defensive stand. Scott City was set up. Things were looking good.
Yep.
And you guys stopped them. What a defensive stand.
Yeah, it was. And they were doing a couple of different things. It was kind of pick and choose on what you do defensively sometimes. And so Coach Hill, you know, I thought did a great job of calling the defense. And, you know, they're a run team, but they showed tonight they're a versatile team that can throw the ball. And so they got behind us a couple of times, and they just executed those plays. They outplayed us on those plays. And so that made it a great ball game.
Well, really, isn't that what part of what makes it a great ball game?
It does.
You make the big plays, but they can make them too.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we knew that. We knew that they had good things going on. I thought we did a really good job against the run game most of the night. And we were kind of worried about that a little bit. And so run-wise, we did real well. And we worked mostly this week on the run defense, which maybe that's why we gave up some passing plays and that. But, you know, and then our offense always responded when we needed to at the times. You know, we had some turnovers and stuff, but we responded when we needed to.
Well, in that fourth quarter, you forced 3 turnovers on them. The pass interception by Reese Morris after that long drive, and then you fumble and give the ball away.
Yep.
But then Reese Morris makes that pick, and you just took the wind out of their sails.
That was a huge
right there.
Play. That was a very huge play, you know, later in the game when, hey, things could have got really interesting again. And so, without a doubt, there was plenty of time on the clock. And so huge plays by a lot of different people on both sides of the ball.
Now let's talk about Dylan Williams. What a night that young man had, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, he, even last year, you know, he was 4A Division II Player of the Year. And you know, and there's times throughout the course of the year people are like, why don't you give Dylan the ball more? I said, he's going to get it. You know, I just don't believe that you can give the guy the ball 25 times every game when he's playing middle linebacker as well. So part of that is saving him for some big games. And, you know, he carried the ball a little bit more against Pratt. He carried the ball a little bit more against you. I told him tonight, you're going to get more carries than you have since I've been the head coach. And I said, you have to be the man. You have to be the man tonight. And he responded with that, and he wanted it. And so there's
how about
no
12 carries for 195 yards in the second half?
12 carries for 195 yards. Unbelievable.
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 And the other one that did great was Gilbert, because I think when you fake to Williams, everybody was on him.
Yeah.
And he got 43, 48 yards in the second half and did a great job. But what we did, we ran 28 offensive plays, but you had Williams had 12 and Gilbert had 6.
Yeah.
So there's 20 of you. Yeah. You know, it's like, and we ran the ball well. We ate up the clock. And we only threw 5 times in the second half.
And there were some times.
And so I think the clock was your friend. We did a good job. We had some penalties.
Yeah, we did.
But most of those, 4 of the 8 were on returns, blocking the back or something crazy there.
It is, and we're a team.
But you scored a 94-yarder because you had guys busting it 50 yards downfield as he went, and he went 40 yards across the field, which was amazing.
and
they're still downfield blowing. You got linemen 50 yards downfield throwing blocks.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you want that great effort, you want that pursuit, you want that, you know, play till the whistle blows, but then sometimes it gets you in trouble, and we're a team that does a little bit of that. And so, but on the other side of it, you're right, it's what gets us down the field. And so our guys, when their motors are running, we got a lot of kids that their motors running. That's just a credit to them.
You know, that's one of those things later on when we start next year, even you say, hey, this reason we are run 40-yard sprints is because somebody's got to block for Williams 50 yards downfield against Scott City. Who's going to make that block?
There's no doubt. And it's going to be fun watching this. We can't watch it too long because we got another
game. It'll be fun,
though. But, you know, we talk about win, advance, and repeat, and we're still in that advance stage. And so what a phenomenal game for us tonight.
Let's talk about that offensive line.
Oh.
What a job they did. And they've done well all season, but tonight they kept that defense from getting into the backfield, and they opened up some great holes.
You know, we talked about Braden Ramirez earlier in the year, and I'm telling you what, from his Scott City game week 2 to now, he's been the most improved lineman. And then, you know, you take Kyle Blackburn, who's just been solid all year long. Dayton Quint, you know, he doesn't get credit for touching the ball every play sometimes, and he does. And he didn't have too many bad snaps and that type of thing. And Garrett McGee has been really consistent. You know, and some of these guys have been, you know, sitting out through a few games this year through some injuries. Stephen Crane comes in and is, you know, he's not the biggest guy out there, but he's probably the smartest guy out there. And so our offensive line is just, that's why we're running the ball. And then you got some running backs that run hard, they're doing a good, and you got a tight end that can block and catch as well too. And they were all over Connor. They were jamming him. They were double teaming him. They were triple teaming him. I mean,
one time over the middle, there was
three guys on him.
Stephen Crane on defense.
Yes.
Now in a prevent defense, gets all the way back there and harasses and it's, you know, it's like, okay, just don't contain him. Don't let him go. And not only is that, he's tackling him back there. And you're going, man, yes.
Yeah, and our guys, their motors were running. And we said, this is what game. We got to play with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and we got to have that focus out there. And we did tonight. It was really fun.
Well, they should sleep well tonight because they certainly gave all they had there on the field.
They did.
I do want to ask you about Brandon Stegman. We didn't see him much in the second half. Right. Was he hurt?
His calf again. It was one of those plays, and it was before the return, and actually hurt his calf, and then he did the return. But, they just rolled up on his calf again. So same injury, just pretty sore.
How's he going to be for next week?
Well, you know, he did the return after he got hurt,
right.
So that was good. And he didn't look terrible, but you could tell he wasn't quite as fast. So, it's a day-by-day thing.
Any other injuries at all or concerns out there?
No, not tonight. You know, Michael Roth, you know, just had a stinger, and so he was down there for a little bit. But he came back and played the rest of the game after.
He came back two plays later, I think.
And a couple of picks.
That guy's got 7 or 8 of them now.
He's got 8 now on the season, I think.
Yeah.
So he knows where the football is.
He does. He does. He sits back and throw it my way. That's what he wants.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win.